why an 11-year-old want to come to a morning radio show, I don't know, especially to play basketball with my garbage, but that's another thing to talk about a little bit later on. It's currently 70 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen partly cloudy skies after some rain last night. We're expecting high temperatures in the mid-80s all weekend long, so it's going to be a great weekend. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with First Lieutenant Kyle Bowman, who's with the Michigan State Police Lansing Post. Lieutenant, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing very well. Michigan State troopers have visited more than 3,500 stores as part of the K2 Synthetic Drugs Awareness Campaign. Tell us about this story.
Well, specifically here at the Lansing Post, we've been to about 146, and really what we've been trying to do is just get the education out, one of the law, and also some of the health safety concerns of the K2 synthetic drug.
Lieutenant, I feel like the most naive person in the world because we've been reporting about K2 and other synthetic drugs for the last couple of years, but I had no idea so many stores were selling those products.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think those of us in the public safety environment also were quite surprised when we really started looking at the potential of this law coming out and how many different locations were selling it. But what we were hearing initially, early before the law went into effect, was quite frankly was the profit margin that a lot of these facilities were making off of, and quite frankly, even some of the store owners initially that were happy about the potential law were saying the only reason why they were selling it was their competitors across the street or next door were selling it.
Tell us about that profit margin.
Well, I don't have specific numbers, but I had heard in some of the, you know, we cover Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties, and some of the locations, based on conversations with other law enforcement partners, were making as much as $1,200 a week on it, and that's profit.
All right, tell us about what happens when a Michigan State police trooper walks into one of these stores. What do you do? What are you looking for?
Well, if we're doing a just a check, we're looking to see if anybody is, at this point now, we're looking for to see if anybody's actually selling it, which in our post area, we have not come across anybody that is actually selling it. Selling or manufacturing of it is, you know, is a felony. So we would, you know, conduct a felony type investigation immediately if we became aware of it. We also get tips from the public, and we send troopers out to investigate that, or we work with our undercover units to do some investigations on it as well.
Have you heard about troopers from other parts of the state still coming into contact with this in stores, even though it's illegal?
Well, it's my understanding there's approximately about 140 cases under investigation statewide that are being looked into. To determine if, you know, based on tips or based on observations of law enforcement officers.
So do you think the program is working?
I think, I mean, certainly we see it working here in our area. Most of the stores, you know, like I said, most of the owners are happy to get rid of it. They're aware of the health safety concerns. So I think it is definitely working. We've made an impact on getting the awareness out, both to the public as well as store owners, to reduce the people that are out there selling it. The obvious is that people can make money off of things, that they will try to make money off of those things. So we're still being as vigilant as possible.
What parts of mid-Michigan were probably the biggest areas of concern when it comes to sales of these products?
Well, I don't know if we would narrow down to specific parts. I mean, obviously, we're concerned about it statewide, but some of the more populated areas, we're also focusing on where there may be more facilities to sell it at. I guess that's probably the best answer I could give you. I mean, we would look statewide. All troopers across the state have been looking into this regardless of their population, but obviously those with greater commercial facilities that would sell these type of products we're focusing on.
So there's not a school district or a city that you're more concerned about than another one?
No.
Okay. There is a tip line that is available for people. What is that phone number?
That is 1-855-MISS-TIP or 1-855-642-4847.
And is there a website folks can go to learn more?
Yeah, it's www.michigan.gov/designerdrugs.
All right, Lieutenant Bowman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's 8.